speaking of water, water puts out fires. And we've got Dave Gossage on the line now. He is the state president of the Association of Volunteer Bushfire Brigades of WA. Now, that's a huge responsibility, but also something that I'm sure all West Aussies are so glad is around. So, Dave, how do you do it?
It's just a very community-centred, community-driven group of volunteers we have, and that's what gives us that point of difference from many other services, is the volunteer bushfire brigades across Western Australia, which are managed by local governments, provide the state with over 70 to 80% of their emergency services responders. So they were quite a big group. We are the biggest group in Western Australia.
Yeah, it's right that there are 26,000 volunteers in WA?
Yes, that's right. Well, that's what's on the official records, but a lot of people don't understand that with bushfire brigades, we have a lot of farmer response brigades and also spontaneous volunteers that come along when the flames appear, so to speak, to do the right thing. And that's what's unique and different about bushfire brigades in Western Australia.
And I guess what got you into volunteering for the bushfire brigade?
So from my perspective, it's been something that's sort of grown up with, because being on a farm originally and being out in the wheat belt, you soon discover that if you don't get off your bum and do something, the only people that suffer is yourself and the community. And sadly, with the inception of the ESL into WA, it was a good thing from a funding point of view for volunteers, getting resources for some. And then, but the downside is that certainly in the outer metro area is we have a lot of people that say, well, I pay my ESL, so I don't need to volunteer anymore. But they fundamentally misunderstood the intent of what the ESL was about. And I'd strongly encourage everybody who lives in the community that has the potential of fire to become a volunteer. It's something that's very rewarding, and certainly something that it's about doing the right thing to help our fellow citizens in WA.
Absolutely, and I mean, summer is just around the corner. So, are you expecting an influx of volunteers for this summer, or does it stay the same relatively throughout the year?
Well, it does fluctuate depending on the area you're in, and I notice your main cohort of listeners are north of the river, and
that's right.
We've recently been up and visited Wanneroo and Two Rocks Bushfire Brigades, West Swan and Glen Forest and Darlington, through those areas and the lower Chittering, and certainly, it depends on the area as to the level of fire risk that's there, but the reality is that our fire season is determined by usually just two simple factors. One, Mother Nature and how many lightning strikes she throws at the ground. And two, the human intervention and the behaviour of us as human beings. So people going out using a grinder or an oxy torch on grasslands, and also, just doing silly things. When they shouldn't, when the winds are high and the grasses are dry, which result in fires. So that then puts more pressure on us all. Certainly the up Wanneroo and City of Swanway, there's a great bunch of volunteers through those shires, and they've always got an open door policy to get more people on board. You can never have enough volunteers.
No, you definitely can't, Dave. And how does one volunteer?
So to become a volunteer, I'll just sort of give the context of north of the river for your listeners. You can contact the City of Wanneroo, and they've got an arm there, volunteering arm and fire arm, that will direct you in the right spot. Likewise, the City of Swan, they've also got the same as City of Mundaring and Kalamunda, through those regions. So if you contact your local government, and it doesn't matter where you are in WA, If you contact your local government and the administrators there or whoever answers the phone should be able to put you in touch with the person that gets all the bushfire volunteers humming in their area.
Amazing. And are there any restrictions? Are there any height restrictions, age restrictions?
No, and that's the other good thing about volunteer bushfire brigades. We are diverse. And it doesn't matter what size, shape, colour, height you are, we welcome all. And certainly I know with the brigade just near, not far from me, we actually have a person in a wheelchair. So it's not always about holding the hose and putting the fire out. It's about other activities to support the fire brigade and the ones that are on the front line. So generally, for every one person you have on the front line, over the last 40 years I've been doing this, I've done a rough calculation. It's anywhere between 3 to 5 people you need supporting you behind the scenes for every one person holding the fire hose.
Exactly, and that's things that people don't think about because, you know, when you do think about the volunteer fire brigade, you think the person holding the hose. But it's more than that, isn't it? It's great.
It's a lot more than that. And certainly bushfire brigades are quite unique because we're formed under local government through the Bushfires Act. And it's a very good act and it was developed by the community for the community, which is different to the other emergency services, which have a centralised control model and you do as you're told. And so with the bushfire model, it's about a group of people coming together to undertake prevention, preparedness. That means preventing fires from happening in the first place. Then preparedness is about preparing your community for the onset of the fire season, which is what we're in now. We're in that preparedness phase. And then the response phase, which is during the fire season, everybody turning out, rocking up, helping each other to put the fire out and keep the fire small. So it has minimal impact on the community. And that's the good thing about the bushfire brigades is we are just not a response-focused organisation. We, as bushfire brigades, because we are formed by the community themselves, we are very connected with the people on the ground. Mm. And as the Ferguson report said, you know, we do what's right, not what we are told.
That's beautiful. That's really beautiful. Well, thank you so much for talking to us today, Dave Gossage, the State President of the Association of the Volunteer Bush Fire Brigades of WA. And if you are up north and want to get involved, just talk to the City of Wanneroo and they will put you in the right direction because, as Dave said, there are 1 in 5... for every one person that's out there holding the hose, there's 5 other people behind the scenes and they do need help, especially come bushfire season. So thanks so much for talking to us, Dave.
No worries at all. Welcome anytime.
Thanks.